Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omotey, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. How you doing? Hopefully everybody's doing good. Ish, can you believe it's already like middle of September? Bruh. The worst part out here, that means summer is basically over. Snow and all of that. But anyway, if you are in the southern hemisphere, that's good news for you. It means summer's round the corner. And you're getting ready to have some fun. So anyway, let's do this thing on the African Album Review Podcast today.
The latest African album review is...
I talk about a hush-hush project, and Juan De Cole did that. He dropped his EP titled Realms on September 10, 11, depending on where you get it. And I'm here for it. So... here's my review for Realms by Juan De Cole. Realms was released through popular producer Screwface's Starstruck Management and Empire. It has 7 tracks and about a 20-minute runtime, 2 features, which is Wale and Sars, multiple producer placements, including Sharpshooters, Lekar Beats from London, I think, Screwface, Feels, Melvito, Sars himself, and a few more. The album cover shows a shiny black diamond which is set in perspective, and you see what looks like thick clouds in the background. I believe this signifies a rare talent scaling the dizzy heights of success, having been fully revealed to the world, even if he's been around for a very long time. But we're really getting to see much more of Juan De Cole.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Realms opens up with a smash hit again, which started a serious wave of the very light beat Afro wave that centers around an R&B fusion, sort of Afro R&B fusion that keeps things simple but very catchy, quite melodious. And there's so much to say about this song. I've said it before on the Motomoto podcast, so I'm not going to say it again, but it is a scintillating love song where the love interest is showered with praise and he promises her that whatever happened in the past is something she won't go through again. He says he can't wait to make her smile every day because she sets his soul on fire. And he also tells her not to mind the haters, because you know with every good love story there's haters, right? Melvito absolutely killed the production on here. Legit, legit. As a great surprise as well, on this project, it features the Again remix, which has the talents of Nigerian-American rapper Wale. And yeah, check out that remix. Check features a vibey guitar riff accompanied by a gritty bass. Juan De Cole gives a different vocal performance for me, while Lekar Beats does great to work the reverb into the guitar to give it an audible tail that fills the beat quite well. Naughty Girl was interesting in that it took more of a house inclination, which is not new to Juan De Cole, but considering the way the EP started, it's kind of different. And this song is a pacey number about a sweet angel that looks amazing, but when it comes for time to do grown folk business, she's a very naughty girl. Juan De Cole says everything he does with her is a movie, and wouldn't you like to know what that means? I would like to know as well. In the same fashion, in that same pacey fashion, but with more of an Afrobeats vibe, Odelo-like comes through to give yet another dance floor filler. And I think this song will cause problems for real. It's got the formula. It gets you head bopping and zankuing in no time. The trumpets on here got me with a very Cuban pop feel to them. I enjoy songs like this, so check this one out. It's called Odelo Like.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The themes on Realms center mostly around love and relationships and having a good time, which really has always been Wande Cole's MO, so no surprises there. What makes Wande Cole special is how he can sweet up any beat whatsoever. Realms has plenty of that. You know, his vocal has that sauce nyana, that little guy extra something. Add to that, he manages to work his vocals to sound unique from track to track. He can hold chords in a ballad style and equally go ham on an Afro dance hit. The fact that he has been doing that since his Mo Hits days makes it all the more impressive, honestly. I really like that aspect of his talent. I think it's worth adding that when it comes to having different flows as a vocalist, Wande Cole is the actual king of that, Africa-wide. He can do a dancehall type chant, he can do the Afrobeat style singing too, he can slow it up, all in one track, and you're like, damn, this guy's got talent! And he's also excellent at doing his own backing vocals, better than most I know. As a songwriter, I think Wande Cole offers a unique something. Only he can pull off the lyrics he comes up with. They may not always wow you, but they will always stick. Always stick. Catchy lines are part of what makes Wande Cole tick on Realms as much as his previous work. Isn't it awesome how he always makes reference to his previous hits, like when he goes Iskaba and uses them to ad-lib his current songs? I mean, that's dope, man. The flow of Realms as a project is quite good, starting slow then picking up quick before finally winding down. It allows you to elevate with him and experience his talent in 360. Not much I'll change there.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
It's great to get a project like this from Wande Cole, especially after the dizzying success of Again. That song was a game changer, and those that know their stuff will tell you that. What you get are infectiously catchy Afrowave fusion hits and straight up dance floor bangers all in one. This EP is only 20 minutes long, so Wande Cole gets straight to the point. My songs of the EP are both versions of Again, Naughty Girl, Check, Odelo Like, and Vex. That's pretty much all the songs, save for Ever Blazing, which wasn't really to my personal taste, so I'll give that one a miss. I've been a fan of Wande Cole for over 15 years, and he continues to show why he is amazing. While in some way, I think, underappreciated, he should really be at the top of the conversation just about all the time, because he's a trendsetter and he's done his own thing for as long as I can remember. Realms is an EP that will help close out the remainder of 2020 on a very strong note for us as the fans of good music, but for the stellar year Wande Cole is having. Realms by Wande Cole comes highly recommended for Afrobeats lovers out there, and also the African diaspora, as a crossover sound that blends the best of both worlds, especially when you're considering sounds that come out of places like the UK, but have African roots. It's excellent music. Check out Realms on pretty much every online streaming platform that matters, and stream it, buy it. Support Wande Cole, because this music is fire. And that's it for me. My name is MJ Omotosan of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.